Welcome back to another episode of MotoGP Mac, and today we're going to talk about some recent comments that Alberto Puig gave about where Honda is this season. Now, speaking recently, he said, "Our riders are currently not satisfied with the performance of the bike, but they can see that we are trying our best. We are in a development process, and this is very clear. We are progressing. However, at the same time, though, other teams are also progressing. We have achieved as much as we expected by this stage, but we have a mission. Our plan is clear. We said it last year, it was not going to be easy, but we are investing a lot in terms of resources. We also have reinforced the project team in terms of personnel." He then went on to say, "We are not there yet if we look at the classification, but this is a process. Of course, right now we would prefer to be further ahead, but things are the way they are. We will keep trying." He was then asked about what is the major problem with the Honda, and he said, "We seek more contact with the ground on the rear wheel, especially when entering and exiting the corner. We have made progress recently. It's clear we need more, though." "That is all I can really say. We are on a mission. We have our objectives. People know Honda, and we will not stop until we achieve them." He was then also asked, when does he believe Honda would return to winning a MotoGP race? And he said, "I think we will be able to move forward with the concessions. After the summer break, let's hope we can have clear progress at this stage of the season. That is our hope, and it's reasonable to believe it will happen. Those are our expectations." Now, I'm going to be very honest here. I have a lot of kudos for Honda for trying absolutely everything. They are throwing the kitchen sink at it, you know, but I think it's very, very ambitious to be thinking that they're going to get back to winning ways in the second half of the season. Maybe it's possible, but it is like finding, you know, the silver bullet. And I'm not sure that they're there in terms of that yet. Like, I will say, you know, it is desperate times for the Japanese manufacturers. You know, Yamaha have scored 18 points with two fewer riders, I will admit. And Honda have scored only 14 points in the first two rounds, which is chronic, to be fair. I don't think Puig is actually lying on this, but I think he is being a bit ambitious, believing that Honda would be back towards the front by the second half of the season, or even late of the second half of the season. But, you know, the other side of the coin is that if, with all of these concessions, if they don't make rapid progress before the second half of the season or during the second half of the season, you know, realistically, if Honda are putting all of this expense into it and not closing that gap, I think there could be serious questions asked in HRC. But I would definitely love to know your thoughts. What do you think of Alberto Puig's comments? Definitely leave your thoughts in the comments below, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another video.